All right, welcome back to Padres Social Hour. How about a little magic of television? We'll make Mike Grace and Randy Jones disappear. And just for a few minutes, though, don't worry, they will be back. Jesse Agler just hopping down for a couple of minutes. Got a very special guest on set. Larry Lucchino is with us now, of course, the president and CEO of the Red Sox. But Larry, a guy, I don't have to tell you, or probably most of the fans, that was at the absolute forefront of getting Petco Park built.
Thank you.
And as the Padres celebrate 10 years here at Petco Park, you're coming back. And you are throwing out the first pitch tonight, aren't you?
I am indeed. What a nice invitation.
And how do you feel about your first pitch abilities? Let's start there with the important
stuff. Well, that's not the skill set I usually apply to my job. So if I bounce it once or twice, you got to be a little forgiving.
We'll forgive you for sure. You walk into this place now, all these years later, all the work, all the effort. I think everybody knows the story and the hurdles that had to be jumped over to get here. What do you think when you walk into Petco Park here in 2014?
I think what a wonderful place this is, and how I'm pleased at how well it's been attended to. I'm pleased at how popular it has become within baseball, and I'm really pleased at the civic gains. I look out and see buildings that we promised would come to this part of town, and it's so great to see them in reality and realize this was indeed a win-win proposition as it was promised to be.
Yeah, everybody knows the famous picture. They did the giveaway here earlier this year, sort of the before and the after of the neighborhood. Was this the vision, or is this maybe even beyond?
This is a little bit bigger and beyond, I would say. Yeah. We were determined that it would work for the taxpayers and for the county and for the city to make it a civic accomplishment. But we knew we had to do that in order for it to be a fair deal. I think it's proven to be even more than we anticipated, at least in terms of the level of civic involvement and private investment. I think we talked about a ballpark and a ballpark hotel as at least the basics, and then hope for another $500 million in investments. And I think the investments, the private investments in downtown and real estate activities and all that, have exceeded $4.5 billion. So we've been lucky. The city of San Diego has been lucky. Now let's get the Padres to start winning and have more and more people enjoy this ballpark.
That certainly sounds like the plan. What do you remember most about the battles and the fights? It wasn't easy. It wasn't simple.
Yeah.
What did you take away from all that?
Well, it was a labor of love. There are a lot of people who worked on it, and I don't just mean with the Padres organization, but from the city side, from the Port Authority, and also from the fan base, very loyal fans who worked really hard. I think they saw how pivotal it would be to get the right kind of ballpark in the right neighborhood, in the right location, for the Padres to have a long-term staying ability here in San Diego and an opportunity to compete year after year. So it was I remember a great sense of teamwork. I remember the campaign, because very much like a political campaign, we went anywhere and everywhere people would invite us to. We went to every breakfast, lunch, rubber chicken dinner that was around. And it was important to John Moores and to all of us that there would be a referendum for it. When we built Camden Yards, it was done without a referendum by the state or the city or the county. And we knew that it would be better if there were a referendum on this from the people who were participating through their tax dollars. And so we got almost a 60% approval rating. And I think that that's a very vivid memory that night. It felt like a gigantic win for the Padres long term and for the city long term.
Larry Lucchino is here as the Padres continue to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Petco Park. Let's talk about the hot topic of the week, Bud Selig and his involvement in all this. We've heard everything
in
the last couple of
days. Can we keep talking about the building of the ballpark? I have a lot more to say about
you
that.
You want to talk about where the bullpens are?
No.
So you were there. You were in the meetings. You know, we've heard from people. What role was the commissioner at that time playing here?
Well, he was very instrumental. I think it's that's the historical fact. He was involved at a couple of different levels. At the micro level, he was involved in political advice, providing us with political consultants, making contributions to the campaign for the ballpark, and offering general political strategic advice for the club during the referendum and in the time we got here. On a more macro level, He was, I think he would be the first to say that one of his great achievements has been robust revenue sharing. And the Padres of the early 90s were victimized, I think, by an antiquated system. And the Padres of the late 90s were beginning to be the beneficiaries of a new and more modern revenue sharing system. Selig led the charge for that. So at a macro level, he brought about reform and change in baseball that allowed the Padres to continue to stay in San Diego and to have a chance to compete, not just to stay here, but to have a chance to stay here and compete year in and year out. And certainly this ballpark and the advent of revenue sharing came together in kind of a perfect marriage.
All right, that's Larry Lucchino. He'll be throwing out the first pitch tonight. Great to meet you. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for all the hard work. And look at this place, 10 years later.
Yeah, it actually doesn't look its age.
No, not at all. No, it looks great.
You could say that about me too, Jesse.
No, you look outstanding.
Thank
not
you.
A day over 30. Larry Lucchino, President and CEO of the Boston Red Sox. Now we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll make Randy reappear and Grace reappear. And as an added bonus, we're going to throw in a Hall of Fame pitcher. How about that? Coming up next on Social Hour.